True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
I know a guy who's probably not thrilled by the warm, humid weather that has settled in again. And he joins us on the line, Steve Carney. SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. Am I right? You're not thrilled with the warm, humid weather.
Oh, my goodness. What a great segue. I think you planned that. You must have written that down. That's very well done, Steve. Very true. Yeah, we're talking 80s and high winds right now. Today was the bow opener in Minnesota, and I'm taking a little break for probably 48 hours, wait for things to cool off a little bit. And, you know, anytime you have winds over 15 miles an hour, those deer just don't move. They just don't have the ability to use all their senses and their smell and their sight. And, you know, they usually just kind of bed down and really don't move much when there's wind. So that's kind of my threshold, 15 miles an hour. Anything below that, that's when a good time to hunt. But when it's 15 or over, you might as well stay home and watch football.
Yeah, and Steve, with the heat and humidity, probably not a whole lot of fun out in the woods right now, because it's got to be tough with all the cover, mosquitoes, et cetera.
Yeah, it's not a good mosquito situation out there, Steve. It's especially on these hot days. They just are crazy in the morning and crazy in the evening. But if we can get some cool down here, maybe 40s at night, that'll probably take care of it. But, you know, we have these little thermocells is what they're called. They run on butane, and you put a little wafer in there, and that really takes care of the mosquitoes in your tree stand. Unless it's windy, then they don't work very well. But always have that backup unscented spray if you really need it. And I do from time to time. I just surrender and, you know, put the spray on. But, you know, it's not good. The deer are going to smell it anyway. But, you know, sometimes when it's, you know, that bad in September, you know, you got to take care of it. So far, we'll see. It's the youth waterfowl opener today. Haven't heard many shots. I think it was pretty quiet. The early teal season, I think, took care of that and moved a lot of birds. And so looking forward to the duck opener in a couple of weeks. Looks like overall the ducks are down, basically, you know, generally speaking. Good news, the pheasants are supposed to be up 50% in Minnesota, which is okay, considering, you know, we don't have the birds we used to. Iowa looks really good. This looks like a banner year in Iowa. Sounds like the pheasants are up huge down there. So, yeah, a lot of things to look forward to. Fishing is really strange. You know, some of the lakes I've gotten on this week are really, really going well, and some lakes are just basically shut down, and it's just weird. You can do really well on one lake, and the next day, you don't. And it's just, you know, the time of year, the water temperatures are, still up in those middle 70s, you know, low 70s. So we got to get down there, low 60s, upper 50s. That's when things will be starting. But it's just that kind of transitional time in September where it's a tough go right now, but it will improve.
Yeah, and Steve, when you've been finding fish, for the most part, it sounds like deep water. You got some tips, some strategies?
Yeah, you know, it's weird because we've had a really good shallow bite almost the whole year, and I don't really know why. And all of a sudden, everything's changed to deep water, and a lot of the fish I've been catching have been 25, 35 feet of water over muddy bottoms, and most of them have a lot of larvae and insects and worms in their stomachs. So they're, you know, digging in those bottoms and eating, you know, quite well. And you can see them on your electronics. Usually they're right on the bottom and they're feeding in very deep water right now. So I think, you know, you might want to look towards those spots that you fish in the winter, those deep basins, you know, the deepest part of a lake, and look for a muddy bottom, not a hard bottom. And you can tell on your electronics what is hard bottom, what is soft bottom, if you know what you're doing. And, you know, that pattern is probably going to hold up until the water temperatures start dropping. But it was just like overnight, boom, they're in deep water. It was just really strange. It just happened so fast. But it's really fun. And I've been vertical jigging these fish. I've been getting right on top of them, dropping a glide bait straight down or a jigging spoon, putting it right in front of them, and being very aggressive, big lifts and drops. And, you know, you got to trigger those fish. Right now, they're so full of food. There's so many options. There's minnows everywhere. So all you can do is just try to trigger them, make them bite. And, you know, you might get two or three out of a little group, and then you move and you find another group, and you might get one or two out of there. But, you know, that's kind of what's going on right now. And eventually, when things cool down, they'll start moving towards the shorelines, and they'll be, you know, in typical areas like they are in May during the early season, where they're starting to fat up before the winter. And that's probably 2 or 3 weeks away, depending what the temperatures are. But we got to get rid of these 80s, man. This is not, we don't want this. We want 60s. I'm the only guy in North America that wants cold weather. Bring it on. We need it.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't be thrilled about this warm, humid stuff, that's for sure. Hey, Steve, we'll visit again next week. And, of course, through the fall as that hunting season ramps up, and hopefully you're able to get out and enjoy the bow hunt.
Absolutely. Hopefully I'll have one down here by the time we talk next Saturday. I'm going to, you know, get at it, and I'm looking forward to it. By the way, there's a great acorn crop. I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere, and I think that's going to really improve the bow hunting because those deer are going to be in the woods just because there's acorn and mast in there. So I think that bodes really well for a good season.
Yeah, bumper crop of the acorns, that's for sure. All right, Steve, take care.
You too, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors Saturday. He's been doing it for years here on the weekends. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday. Rob Dreusline from the Outdoor News has an hour-long show between 5 and 6, chock full of great info and guests. It's Rob and the Outdoor News Sunday between 5 and 6. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. When we come back, we'll get into the sports headlines. Lynx open the playoffs against Golden State tomorrow, high noon at Target Center. Best of three first-round series tomorrow, high noon. The Loons are on the road in San Diego tonight. And the Wild, camp coming up quickly. And will they get a deal done with Kirill Kaprizov? We'll get the very latest on that front with Jess Myers, who will join from the Pioneer Press. All the college football scores following the weather at 4:30. We'll have an abbreviated college football final today. We'll get scores from the Big Ten, the top 25. Couple of games in the MIAC. St. John's on the field today. Bethel takes the field tonight. Full slate of games in the Northern Sun. We'll do all of that between now and 5 o'clock. And then after 5, we'll shift gears and get you ready for the Twins and the Diamondbacks. Dan Hayes from The Athletic scheduled following the news and weather at 5. And then, of course, our lineup card at 5:30 today. And Joe Ryan on the mound tonight for the Twins in Game 2 of the three-game set here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Josh Wheeler, our producer, once again, Lindsey Brown has the afternoon off, and we're going to get into college football later. We have the Twins and the Diamondbacks coming up tonight, but one of the big stories on the local front is Kirill Kaprizov. And can he agree to terms with the Minnesota Wild on a long-term deal? The initial offer apparently would have made him the highest-paid player in the NHL, but he turned it down, and Jez Myers joins us to sort it all out from the Pioneer Press. Jez, good to visit with you. Should Wild fans be in a panic at the moment?
Not yet. I've gotten asked this question a lot this week, Steve, in the wake of the report that came out, I want to say Tuesday or Wednesday. It was just one post on social media from Frank Saravalli, who's a trusted name, who revealed, and in his sources told him 8 years, $16 million was offered, $16 million per year, $128 million total was offered to Kirill Kaprizov, which would have been the biggest contract in NHL history. Not only would he have been the highest paid player currently, but the highest paid player ever, and he turned it down. Now, we've gotten no confirmation of this from Kaprizov or his agent. We've gotten nothing from the Wild. Bill Guerin has been very quiet, as he should be, because this is not certainly something that you want to negotiate in public or you want to negotiate in the media. But I've had friends, Wild fans and friends in the know say, how worried should I be? And I told him this, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being he's going to sign a long-term contract later this afternoon, 10 being go ahead and buy a Florida Panthers jersey with number 97 on it right now and save yourself the time. I would put it at about a 4. You know, I don't think there's a reason to panic or to, you know, make it a foregone conclusion that he's not going to be on this team a year from now. But also, you know, if those reports are accurate and if he did turn down a contract of that magnitude, it does raise some questions about, does he want to be in Minnesota? Does he want more money? You know, does he want less years on the contract? Just a whole rash of questions were raised by this initial report. And keep in mind, we're less than a week away from the start of training camp. So this is something that certainly the Wild would want resolved and not hanging over their heads all season.
Yeah, and we talked before you jumped on a plane from the Valley of the Sun back here to Minnesota about this very issue. And the thought was, and I think the conventional wisdom is that he's going to get paid either way. The question is, does he want to commit the prime of his career to the Wild, or does he want a shorter term and see how it plays out? So he still has an opportunity to still maybe go somewhere else and put his name on the cup.
Let me offer an opinion there, and this is just an opinion.
Yeah.
This is not based on anything I know. This is not based on anyone I've talked to. But keep in mind this about Kirill Kaprizov. He's played 5 seasons in the NHL now. He's coming off his most injury-prone season. Keep in mind, 82 regular season games last year, he played 41 of them. So he missed exactly half of the season with various injuries. Coming off of a year like that and already being 28 years old, I don't think you're turning down more years. I think you would want to secure your financial future and get as many years under contract as you possibly can. Again, unless he has just made up his mind that this is not a place he wants to play or not a place he wants to live long term. And there's nothing to indicate that. Everything we've heard from Kirill Kaprizov in person, when we spoke to him at the end of last season in May, when he did kind of his exit interviews with all of the media, is he said he likes it here. He said, you know, he thinks it'll get done. Bill Guerin has said that his relationship with Kirill is absolutely fine. In fact, a very positive relationship. So we've seen absolutely nothing to indicate that this is not a place that he wants to play, other than this report that the first contract offer he turned down. Now, as I said in the story I wrote for the Star Tribune, I write for the Pioneer Press. As I said in my story a couple days ago, a good negotiator will tell you, never take the first offer. So maybe that's all this is. Maybe it's just, you know, okay, that's your first offer. We'll look at it. No, try again. Let's come up with something new.
Yeah, and Josh Wheeler, who's producing today, said the exact same thing when I said, hey, we're going to have Jess Myers on. We're going to talk about the Kirill Kaprizov thing. Is it too early to panic? And Josh said that exact same thing. And I know over the years when Josh has had big contract offers, he's never taken the first one. Right, Josh?
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whenever you want to lock up Josh to, you know, a multi-year deal, I know you have to work at it. He's not just going to roll over, you know. And his agent will tell you the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, and I have never had an offer of any sort. I've pretty much had to beg and plead for all my opportunities to this point. By the way, Jazz Myers joins us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Camp is starting, and yes, this could be a major distraction, but you also have a club that, as a whole, starting with Bill Guerin, the head coach, the coaching staff, all the players would love to return to the postseason, and they begin the work in what is a very long campaign shortly.
You know, I was joking with someone. I didn't do a lot of work in August. I think I wrote 2 stories because you build up a lot of time off, you know, because you're working a lot during the winter. Yeah. August is the one true month off in the NHL. Think of that. The other 11 months out of the year, you've got training camp. Then you've got the regular season until April. Then you've got the playoffs until sometimes in June. Then you've got the draft. Then you've got free agency. Then you've got development camps, all of that. August is the one true month when people can get away. And, yeah, it's been quiet, and rightfully so. But like you say, this is something the Wild want to get done. They not only for the sake of having Kirill Kaprizov on their roster long term, and he has proved himself to be one of the more dynamic players in the NHL, but if it doesn't get done, like I said, then it hangs over your head. Then you start to talk about things like, can you trade him in the middle of the season? You know, would he allow a waiver of his no-movement contract and allow himself to be traded? Would he want to play someplace else? I wrote about this today. It's going to be in tomorrow's Pioneer Press, the Sunday edition. That's not a good option for the team. It just really isn't. When you look at the history of in-season trades, the team that gets the star player in exchange for, you know, multiple number one draft picks and multiple players and all that, the team that gets the star player usually benefits from a trade like that, which means, you know, not good news for the Wild.
Yeah, and I think it goes beyond that, because the Wild on the business side are in a spot where there's probably been erosion in season ticket sales that, you know, not every game is a complete sellout like once upon a time, maybe in the wake of the Parisi-Suter deal. And, oh, by the way, the building's 25 years old, and they're moving in the direction of saying, hey, we need some help to remodel the XL Energy Center. And there's even been talk about the potential of a new situation for the Wild somewhere else in town.
You would think, if you're the city leaders in Minneapolis in regards to the Timberwolves, if you're the city leaders in St. Paul with regards to the Wild, the last thing you would want to do is see either team leave your community, you know. And you're right. We're hearing things about Bloomington, that Mall of America area, where there's still some developable land where you could potentially put up an arena. We're hearing things about Eagan and the Viking Lakes area, where there's all of that land. And you know the Wilf family loves to put up buildings and charge money for parking and all of that stuff. So you're right. You know, that is creeping into it as well. There is nothing that would put that talk to rest quicker than a great season on the ice for the Wild, you know, a deeper playoff run. You know, I long for the days where it would be middle of May and the North Stars were deep in the playoffs and folks would be tailgating out in the Met Center parking lot. And we just haven't had that in way too long here. So that is a key to all of it. And obviously, one of the ways you make that happen is with a star player like Kaprizov, who's healthy and can lead this team on a playoff run.
Yeah, and in the short term, selling season tickets and single-game tickets, having that superstar locked in makes that job a whole lot easier. And then beyond that, as we pointed out, you know, the lobbying to say, hey, the X, now Grand Casino Arena, has been a great building. I still think it's a terrific building. I've been there for a lot of high school sporting events in the past year. It's still great sight lines. It probably needs some upgrades. Ultimately, who's going to pay for that and what that looks like will ultimately be sorted out by the Wild and city leaders, and maybe the county or the state will have some involvement. But having Kaprizov done makes all of that stuff easier.
And not to put any more urgency on this, because Bill Guerin knows what he's up against and all of that, but you think about this factor, and we've been down this road before with Marian Gaborik, where he was heading into the last year of his contract. It wasn't sure he was going to re-sign. He turned down a contract offer from the Wild. And then, okay, he's going to play out the last year of his contract. We'll see where it goes. We'll see if we can trade him, all of that. Then he got hurt. And then his final year with the Wild, he was hurt most of the year, so then you can't trade him. And lo and behold, on July 1st of that year, I think it was 2008, he leaves and the Wild get nothing for him. And you know, in typical Minnesota sports fan fashion, a couple years later, he's hoisting the Stanley Cup with the LA Kings, because that just seems to always be the way it works for all sports in Minnesota, it seems like.
Yeah, and to that, you can just say, please, no. We don't want a scenario like that to unfold. Hey, Jazz, always good to visit with you.
We paid our dues there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We definitely paid our dues, for sure. Jazz, always great. Thanks. And once again, we really do appreciate when you jump on and visit with us.
always good to talk about it. I hope sooner rather than later we have something else to talk about, and this gets resolved.
Yeah, for sure. There he is, Jess Myers, covers Wild for the Pioneer Press. His work online at TwinCities.com. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. College football scores, Big Ten, top 25. Couple of big names in the MIAC finally getting action today. St. John's rolled at home today. Bethel plays tonight in Arden Hills. We have the Northern Sun, another week in the Northern Sun, and we'll run down those scores. And then we'll talk about a huge historic night at Target Field for a guy who was released by the Phillies earlier this season. Cody Clemens had a game. Put his name in the record books next to Kirby Puckett. We'll get into all of that. Dan Hayes from The Athletic, and of course, the Twins and the Diamondbacks on the radio here on News Talk. 830 WCCO.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
College football final has been around here on CCO Radio in some form. I think as long as color TV, maybe longer, it has been around a long, long time. Years ago, College Football Review with Bill Deal. And then when I came on the scene sometime in the 90s, late 90s, we resurrected with College Football Final, and we've been going ever since. Jonathan Lowe has been a part of the show. Josh Wheeler is in today. And momentarily, we're going to have a rundown of the Big Ten and Top 25 scoreboard. Now, with the Twins still playing, we're not going to squeeze in as many game reports because we have the lineup card at 5:30. But in future weeks, we'll have those game reports from around the area. We will tell you two MIAC powerhouses were in action or are in action today. And we'll give you a sneak peek at one of those, and that's up at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville, where St. John's was in action today, and they had a big win over UMAC's Minnesota Morris. The final up there today as St. John's rolls to a victory today at home in front of a very big crowd on a warm, humid day up there. We'll have more details on that. Johnny's win it 49-0, final in that one. Johnny's led at 21-0 at the half, scored 28 in the third, cruise to the 49-0 victory. And then the other game in the MIAC tonight features the Bethel Royals and their neighbors, the University of Northwestern. I mean, it is literally right down the road. So the University of Northwestern will be at Bethel tonight at Royal Stadium at 6 o'clock. Everybody else in the MIAC is idle. Coming up, we'll have the Northern Sun scoreboard. We'll check the WIAC. But right now, we're going to bring in Jonathan Lowe. He's going to have a look at the top 25, the Big Ten. He'll check the Missouri Valley and the Pioneer League. Jonathan Lowe, take it away.
Thank you very much, Mr. Thompson. It is very bright today. It's very warm today for a mid-September day, a little bit above average, but that's okay because there's still pigskins flying all over the country. That's right. It is another beautiful, wonderful, glorious Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten. Number two, Penn State, at home in Happy Valley. They are on their way, well on their way, to 3-0 on the season. Not the greatest competition. It will start to get stiffer next week when they start Big Ten play, but they are at home against Villanova, and they are winning 21-0 just at the start of the third quarter. In Piscataway, Rutgers looking to go to 3-0. They're well on top of Norfolk State, 26-3. Again, early third quarter there. Michigan State at home in East Lansing. They just scored a touchdown. They are on top of the Fighting Penguins of Youngstown State, 24-10. Early third quarter there. In West Lafayette, USC and Purdue were supposed to start their Big Ten schedules about 2 hours, 10 minutes ago. But unfortunately, lightning has been in the area ever since the early portion of the afternoon, and they have still not kicked off as of this point. So a delay in West Lafayette between the Trojans and the Boilermakers. Earlier today, number 23, Michigan, they actually steamroll to a 63-3 win over Central Michigan. Over 350 yards rushing, 8 rushing touchdowns on the day. Unreal, man. That is some ground and pound 1970s football, if I ever heard it. Nebraska, they may be ranked next week. They win easily over Houston Christian at Lincoln Memorial Stadium at 59-7 today. Number four, Oregon, they went on the road to Evanston to take on Northwestern as both teams opened their seasons, their conference seasons. And Oregon, they did not treat Northwestern like Oklahoma State last week. Mike Gundy was not there to shoot off his mouth like he did last week. So it was a 34-14 win for the Ducks instead of the 69 points they put up on the Cowboys last week. Maryland, they get a win at home over Towson, 44-17. Number 19, Alabama hosted Wisconsin today. The Badgers didn't really have a lot of offense. They got a couple touchdowns in the second half, but it was not really that close, as the score indicated. 38-14, the Crimson Tide roll give Scani their first loss of the season. Coming up a little bit later, number one Ohio State will be battling the Fighting Kevin Reeds of Ohio. That's right, Kevin Reeds' alma mater, former WCCO producer. They'll be in Columbus at the Horseshoe later this evening. Number nine, Illinois, they'll be hosting Western Michigan. Iowa will be at home against UMass. And your Golden Gophers, Minnesota, heading out west to California Memorial Stadium out in Berkeley to take on the Golden Bears tonight. 9:30 kickoff, a really late one for you Gopher fans. Last night, number 22, Indiana, all over Indiana State. Thursday night, 73-0 the final there. And New Mexico goes into the Rose Bowl and sends UCLA to 0-3, 35-10 the final. To the top 25 scoreboard, it's at the half on Rocky Top. Number 15, Tennessee, got out to a nice lead. Georgia's come back a little bit, so the 15th-ranked Vols lead the 6th-ranked Dogs 21-17 at the break. Also at the half in Jonesboro, Arkansas, which, by the way, I didn't notice this until I was watching the broadcast, Steve and Josh. They have a waterfall at Arkansas State Stadium, a waterfall near the basically off of the side of the end zone.
It's That's cool.
It's glorious. I'd never seen anything like it. It's ridiculous. But Iowa State, Arkansas State actually went ahead of number 14 Iowa State late in the second half, and then the Cyclones drove down the field in the last minute and scored. They're up 17-10 on the Red Wolves as we go into the second half. Just about a minute to go in Austin in the first half, and number 7 Texas is in a tussle with UTEP. Texas El Paso, the Longhorns lead 7-3 with a minute to play. Also a delay in Lubbock, as there is in West Lafayette, for weather. Number 21 Texas Tech and Oregon State have not kicked off yet in Lubbock. The sneaky game of the day, in Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, number 5 Miami, number 18 South Florida. They just came off of beating Boise State at home and Florida at the Swamp, and now the Bulls trying to get a 3-0 record off of beating three consecutive ranked teams. We'll see what happens there. It is in a delay. It is in the second quarter, I believe. It is 14-3 Hurricanes leading the Bulls. Earlier today, Georgia Tech wins with a field goal at the gun. They take down number 12 Clemson, 24-21. Dabo is 1-2 early on this season. Number 13 Oklahoma, no problems in Philadelphia with Temple, 42-3, making Josh Wheeler happy on a Saturday. Number 24 Auburn, they win at home over South Alabama, 31-15. Number 25 Mizzou. Missouri back in the rankings for the first time this season. They win at home over Louisiana, 52-10. Coming up later on, it'll be Arkansas at number 17 Ole Miss, number 3 LSU against Florida in the Swamp, or sorry, in the Bayou at Tiger Stadium. Number 8 Notre Dame will host number 16 Texas A&M. Number 11 South Carolina will be at home to Vanderbilt. Number 20 Utah will be on the road in an Intermountain matchup against Wyoming. Let's go to the Missouri Valley scoreboard, as we have some games in progress right now. It is North Dakota on the road at Montana, end of three quarters, and the Fighting Hawks lead the Grizzlies 16-14. So this would be a big win for North Dakota if they could pull that off in Missoula. At the Fargo Dome, it is early third quarter, about mid-third quarter, and North Dakota State leading Southeast Missouri State, or as I like to call it, SEMO, 34-14. Up at the Fargo Dome. Northern Iowa at the Unidome, they're leading Eastern Washington late in the first quarter, 7-0. South Dakota gets a win today at the Dakota Dome over Northern Colorado, 24-17. South Dakota State will be at home against Drake later on this evening in Brookings. And finally, in the Pioneer League, it was St. Thomas going to the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan. They beat Northern Michigan for their second win of the season, 20-7 today, the final up in the northern reaches of the Great Lakes State.
Yeah, how about that? The UP. And it's just think, it's going to start snowing soon on the UP.
Shut your mouth, sir. Shut your mouth.
I know. All right, Jonathan, great work. Let's get you up to date on what's going on. Remember, just two games in the MIAC today involving conference teams. And St. John's rolled over Morris today at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville, 49-0 the final. Bethel tonight, they play their neighbors, the University of Northwestern, just down the road, and that's 6 o'clock at Royal Stadium tonight. Then a full slate of games next week in the MIAC, including McAllister at Carleton. St. John's will be on the road at Hamlin. St. Olaf hosts Concordia. Augsburg will be in Duluth to play St. Scholastica. And Bethel will be on the road in St. Peter to play Gustavus as MIAC play begins next week. In the Northern Sun on this Saturday, September 13th, we have finals. MSU Moorhead, the Dragons are back. They blow out Winona State today, 45-21. Concordia St. Paul, the long road trip up to Minot, and they beat Minot State, 27-21. How about this? Sioux Falls on the road at Bemidji State, pound the Beavers, 56-23. Southwest Minnesota State made the road trip to Jamestown, new entrant in the Northern Sun this year, and the Mustangs win 12-7. Late in the fourth, Augustana leading in Bismarck at Mary, 21-20. Mary has the ball late, hold the phone as soon as we get a final. We'll pass it along to you. Now, in quarter number two in Duluth, UMD leading Minnesota State 3-0. Great rivalry, the Mavericks and the Bulldogs in Duluth, Malosky Stadium, midway through quarter number two. And the Bulldogs once again lead it 3-0. There is one game under the lights tonight, and that is Wayne State at Northern State in Aberdeen. WIAC today, we have a couple early finals in the books over in the WIAC. These are non-conference tilts. Eau Claire on the road in Ohio at Kenyon, and Eau Claire wins it 35-6. La Crosse at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, PA, 38-14. North Central of Illinois, a perennial power in D3 football. They roll over Oshkosh and Naperville, 45-14 today. Stevens Point, a winner at home. They beat St. Norbert, 41-17. How about River Falls? They outscore Coe today, 59-47 in River Falls. Whitewater, a winner at St. Xavier in Chicago, 37-0. We don't have an update on Wartburg Stout. That game started at 1 in Menominee. We'll see if we can get a partial score here and pass that along to you. But once again, we haven't seen a final, and it looks like Wartburg wins at 16-0. So that is a final now. And then tonight, Platteville is at Dubuque down in Iowa. So you're up to date on the scores around the area. Quick break. We'll come back. History was made at Target Field on Friday night. Yeah, they beat the Diamondbacks, but a huge night for Cody Clemens. We'll do that in a moment here on News Talk. E3O-WCCO. Twins and Diamondbacks, game two of the series tonight. It was a wild one last night. Twins had a 6-4 lead going into the ninth. They give up four runs to the Diamondbacks, and all of a sudden they're down 8-6. Twins put three on the board in the bottom of the ninth, win the game 9-8. Pablo Lopez started, and pretty good start for Pablo. The fireworks were late, but throughout the course of the game, Cody Clemens, three home runs plus a double, 14 total bases, ties the all-time club record of 14 total bases in a game, set by the late, great Kirby Puckett once upon a time. And here's how it went for Cody. Here's those highlights.
And the pitch swung on and hit well for Cody Clemens, right center field, headed towards the seats, and that ball's gone for Cody. Home run number 17 for Cody Clemens. He snaps the 0-for-11, and he ties this game at a run apiece.
So that comes in the third, and he was far from done. Here's Clemens again in the fourth.
Hit well into right field. Carroll going to look up and out of here. A two-run shot, and the Twins now lead 4-1. Clemens second of the game.
So he's got two in the game, far from done, and then he'd pick up the double. This came in the sixth.
Fly ball left field fairly well. McCarthy back. He'll turn around. That's going to one off the wall. Lee chugging around third. They're going to wave him in. McCarthy missed the cutoff man, and it's 6-2 Minnesota. Have a night, Cody Clemens. Four RBIs, couple of homers, a double.
That's pretty good, and he wasn't done. So the Twins cough up the lead in the ninth. Daubers were down, and then Clemens comes up in the ninth and picks up his third home run of the game.
This pitch is lashed in the air, left center field and deep. Alex Hammett chasing it. That ball is gone. It's a three-homer night for Cody Clemens, and the Twins are very much alive. What an at-bat for Cody Clemens.
So I know it's been a disappointing year, but that was fun. Cody Clemens had a night, 14 total bases, three home runs and a double. And that ties the late, great Kirby Puckett all-time on the Twins' total bases in a game list. That's pretty impressive. That is very good stuff. More on the Twins coming up following the news and weather at 5. Writer's Corner, Dan Hayes from The Athletic joins us. Then we'll get you ready for the Twins and the Diamondbacks on a Saturday night. Target Field here on the CCO.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.